Now, will you notice them in verse 29 here? And I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Now, this is Paul's stamp of approval on his prosperous journey to Rome. He went there according to the will of God and in the fullness of his apostolic office. God gave him divine insight into this trip. Paul's not out of the will of God, friends, in going to Jerusalem and also in going to Rome. It may not look like a prosperous journey, but God used it that way. And it's so easy for God's children, because when trouble comes and things begin to look dark and doubtful, they say, oh, am I in the will of God? I've talked to several people recently, and they're having a great deal of trouble, and their feelings are very much disturbed, and they're asking the question, am I in the will of God? My friend, just because you're having trouble and you're having disturbed feelings doesn't mean you're not in the will of God. In fact, it may mean you are in the will of God. Now, if you are in a calm today where nothing is happening and everything is just fine, then the chances are you're not in the will of God. Now let me turn to verse 30. We're proceeding on through this chapter now. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in prayers to God for me. Now I've been dwelling a long time in this area. There are several reasons. One of the reasons is that this is very personal, and Paul is laying bare his heart, and we're seeing how Christianity functioned in the first century. We're seeing the practical side of it, and we're seeing a great many things working out that we ought to see. Paul has given us doctrine in the first part, and the practice is always to spend a long time with the doctrine. And I guess some of you thought we really spent a long time, and we did. But we're spending time here because we feel this, though it's practical, it's very important. Now, let me give you my translation. He says, now I beg of you, brethren, through our Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit, that ye strive intensely with me in your prayers to God on behalf of me. Now, here is one of the most solemn and earnest and serious appeals of Paul for prayer that you find in the Bible. Paul recognizes he's facing danger. He realizes that in his ministry he's come to a place which is a crisis, enemies on every hand. And he had reason to fear. The succeeding events prove that. And Paul is asking for prayer here in a very wonderful way. And he says, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul always, everything that was to come to him had to come through Jesus Christ. And he asked the believers in Rome and Jerusalem, all of them, to join with him. And he is the intercessor through whom all believers must come. And I mean now the Lord Jesus. He says, I want all of you to pray through Christ. Not to Christ, but through him. He's our great intercessor. Go through him to God and pray for me, and then through the love of the Spirit. Now, he means here, by the love of the Spirit, that love is the fruit of the Spirit which joins all believers together. And you know, we ought to all pray one for another. We ought to pray for each other. You ought to pray for me. I ought to pray for you, too, by the way. Now, listen to him here, that you strive intensely with me. Not against me, but with me. And this word for strive is a tremendous word. We get our English word agonize from it. But Paul uses it with the little preposition soon. That means with. Soon agonize. Agonize with me. And prayer for Paul was a real exercise for this great apostle. I tell you, he prayed, and it really meant something. And he's asking, pray on behalf of me. He asked for prayer for his personal safety, that he might come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. Oh, how we need this kind of praying today. Not just praying by rote and prayer list is important. I have a prayer list. But I think that sometimes I go over that prayer list rather hurriedly. And prayer for the Apostle Paul was done with great agony, great exercise of soul. He laid hold of God. This is something that, again, that is so desperately needed today, this kind of praying. We need people who know how to pray for us.